If you want to be able to get a website running fairly swiftly and don't want all the heartache or don't have the skills to be able to do any HTML coding or digging in behind things or spending ages getting it looking and feeling right, or you need a little bit more than a blogging platform could offer, then you might want to have a look at Webnode. Webnode is a website creator. It also takes care, obviously, of all the hosting issues that you might face if you're just going it alone. The editing feature is really strong. So when you create your account, you get a basic site template set up with a couple of pages. And you can choose to add pages really easily. So it's very similar. It has a very similar front end to some of the blogging platforms to start with, but it very quickly departs from that in terms of the features that you can add. So in addition to being able to add pages, obviously you want to be able to change the look and feel of the site. So there's lots of templates available for you to get things looking how you want. And you can change the look of the templates should you want to do so. So you might want to personalize it with your own header or images. You can choose different page layouts right from the start. So you might want a two-column layout or be able to add different panels. That's all easily doable. Again, from a global perspective, so you can change page layouts on individual pages or across the whole site. Adding text is obvious, but when you want to add to a page, you simply click on the text and images. You drag the text and images tool onto the page where you want it to sit, and that creates like a little placeholder, if you will, where you can put your different things. And similarly for all the other contents that are available, you can add a poll, a forum, photo gallery, articles, gadgets, so they're sort of like little widgets. So you might have a widget that is for social networking, so it links with Twitter or Facebook, perhaps not so in a school, a maps widget, a video widget, a file sharing widget, so it can link to Dropbox accounts and things like that. So all of those features are so easy to add just by dragging and dropping and placing them on the page. The look is incredibly slick. It looks professional right from the start. In addition, you might want to consider adding some documents. So it provides a file browser for you to be able to do that. Really, really easy.